Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's Mark Knopfler on guitar. Pretty good picker. Elise Benin is our guest, and she's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including, I lost my view there, including designing websites for every audience and self-promotion online, and a number of others that are going to be coming out before long. I know because she's got lots of books in her. She's one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust, and she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be here.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, I could tell. You're all worked up about being here.
I've been up for hours.
Yeah, just couldn't wait. Couldn't sleep because you wanted to make sure you got on the show. Elise, let's talk about, let's continue our discussion, at least for part of our visit, on customer referrals. You introduced it to us, some ideas the last time you were here. Give us a little bit of a recap of what we talked about, if you don't mind, and then let's talk about some other ways that we can get and use customer referrals.
Okay. Well,
I should say testimonials. I didn't mean
testimonials. Right. Well, and they're related, right? Because when people are talking, often people hear them, and it turns into a referral.
Right. Exactly.
But you got to get them talking in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And testimonials is one of the best marketing tools because people believe what other people say about you or your products or your services.
It's amazing how credible it is when a friend says, you know what, I did business with those people and they really did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to hear, isn't it?
That's right. Well, the other piece that needs to be in place, of course, for anything to actually happen is for the person they're talking to have a need for that thing or know
mm-hmm.
someone who does.
Mm-hmm.
So timing is really crucial. But I think it's really important to, at the very least, be always in the mode of gathering testimonials when they come up, even if you don't actively go looking for them. But that's what I'm going to talk about, is how to actively go looking for them, because they can be used in so many good ways.
Well, I think what happens a lot of times, Elise, and I think that's what you're alluding to, is we're in our business, we've worked really hard, we try to do a good job, customers come in and they say, I just love your store, or, you know, John did a great job for me yesterday, or you know, thank you for being here. I'm so glad you have your store here, whatever it might be. And all we say is very demurely, we say, oh, thank you very much. And we don't realize that that's cachet, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a very important moment to capture.
And so the reason why I think we don't do anything about it, first, is because we don't realize always how important what they just said is. But second, we don't have the net to capture that. How do we do that? How do we create that net?
Well, first you have to hear it, right?
Well, first you have to do something to make them say it, right?
True. Let's assume that as a bottom line, that you're going to do something that makes them say something wonderful about you. And then you have to be able to hear it. And then when you hear it, you have to be able to make that shift from, oh, they're talking about me, to, oh, they're saying something I can use
mm-hmm.
that will help me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it. And then once you hear it as something you can use, you have to have a couple of strategies in your pocket for how to capture it.
Could you literally say, Ms. Jones, I really appreciate you saying that, and would you mind if other people heard you say that?
Well,
could we ask them that?
You could say that, although they may not know what you're talking about.
Could we say, you know what, it would really help us if we could let our other customers know how happy you are with our company.
Mm-hmm. Or even more directly, wow, that's great. Do you mind if I use it as a testimonial?
Yeah. Could I use it in our marketing or whatever?
Right. And I think the other piece to add to that is to let them know that they will also benefit from that, you know,
mm-hmm.
no matter where their testimonial is, with their name and their company name maybe, or a link to their website.
Mm-hmm. So if you let me use that testimonial, I'll give you 10% off your next purchase or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that wasn't what I was saying, but that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, I'm full of those.
I was saying that by, for example, I have many testimonials on my website. Can I give the web address?
Yes.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Right. I'll give you 10%. You can give me 10% off my next purchase.
That's right. And on every page, I have a little sidebar with a testimonial. And for all of the clients who are talking about how wonderful it is to be in my mentoring program, they have their name and a link to their website.
Ah.
So they're getting, and links to your website is one of the most difficult and valuable things to get on your website in terms of bringing your search engine.
So especially if the people who are giving you these nice compliments are other business people, it's business to business transaction.
Yes.
But that testimonial is a symbiotic situation, isn't it? You both get mileage out of it.
That's right.
How about that, folks?
Beautiful.
At least I can just hear the little pencils just whirring out there on paper. People are writing this stuff down.
Yeah.
but then there's a mechanical thing, Elise. All right, we've done something to make people say something nice about us. They've said it. We've heard it. We've asked them if they can use it. They've said yes. And then we have to actually mechanically get it somewhere that it can benefit us. How do we do that?
Well, and that's an organizational issue, I think, for most people. Because if it happens in the moment when you're sitting with someone, then you have to be in a position to write it down and then do something strategic with that piece of paper.
On a number 10 sack or a napkin or something, right?
Something like that. You have to have a system in place, certainly, for keeping them, even if it's only a folder in your email software that says testimonials, where you just put them all until you're ready to use them, or a document.
Right?
Right. And then you also have to have a way to use them. And I think that's where people get stuck also, because they have all these great testimonials, but, you know, adding them to the website, but how, or putting them in a brochure, mm-hmm. but how, or actually one of the ways I like to use them is in follow-up. When I'm following up with a prospect, I say, you know, here is how my services work.
Right. Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Then, and here's what someone said about it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to let the Godfather of Soul sing for a minute here, and then we're going to take a quick break. Elise Benin is the godmother of marketing. She's and I are going to be back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
I'll be a nine. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar.
Listen to the wind blow.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Elise Benin is our guest and our good friend. She's an author. She's an outstanding marketing expert. She's an outstanding online expert. And she's one of our favorite experts. And Elise, give us your website again, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
So you're helping folks. You're coaching a lot of different people, aren't you, right now?
All different types of people.
And what are you coaching them on?
I give them the skills they need over the course of 6 months to basically have what I call the marketing mindset, mm-hmm. which is how to see the world and everything that happens in it as a marketing opportunity, but not in a sleazy way.
Now, you're in Hoboken, New Jersey. What if they're in Hannibal, Missouri?
It doesn't matter because it all happens on the phone.
All right. So it's all virtual, isn't it?
It's all virtual.
All right. And if they want to contact you, can they go to marketingmentor.com?
Marketing-mentor.com.
Don't forget the dash, folks. That's
don't
very important.
Don't forget the dash.
That's right. All right. At least let's transition from the customer testimonials, which I think of as something that you put out in print or you videotape or something like that. But there's another way to use those good thoughts, those positive thoughts, and that is in the form of referrals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, the first thought, just kind of segueing from what we were talking about, is that when you hear someone give you what you could classify as a testimonial because they're raving about your services, you could also say, I'm so glad you love this so much. Do you know one or two people who might like it as much as you?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, would you be willing to give me their names and numbers?
We have to train our customers who love us how to help us with that love, don't we?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think, especially if you catch them in the moment where they're the most excited, they're very
right.
happy to do it.
They're just about ready to hug you.
That's right.
That's when you want to get them, don't you?
That's right. That's right. But on the other hand, happy customers aren't necessarily the most influential people or the people who can spread the most buzz about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buzz, that's the new buzzword. Did you know that?
I didn't. Buzz is the new buzzword?
That's right.
You get that right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. You don't get it anywhere else. Go ahead.
So happy customers are great, but you also, in terms of spreading the word and getting word of mouth, you really want to pay attention to who are the opinion leaders in your industry
mm-hmm.
or for your market. And make sure that you identify them and then approach them and nurture relationships with them.
So are you saying that we actually want to target those people? We identify a center of influence in our marketplace, identify them, and do what we have to do to get them to do business with us. If it means, you know, whatever it means almost, getting the discounts or overtures or whatever we might do. And because we know that if we can make them happy, they're actually going to become a center of influence for us?
Yes, but it's not always someone who's an actual prospect or customer. It's someone who is an expert in the industry, who gets a lot of press coverage or has a lot of exposure, or even kind of on a lower level, someone who is just a go-to person in your industry. A source of information or influence that people know about.
Well, another thing that you could do is, and I've seen this done very effectively, Elise, and that is to go to a company that has a somewhat of a connection to what you do, but they don't do what you do. But people, you probably think that people come into that business all the time and say, do you guys do this? And they're going to say, no, we don't, but...
Mm-hmm.
We know somebody
right.
who does.
So someone who offers complimentary services.
Right, right.
Yes.
Now, that's a really good thing to be looking around. Folks, that could be some really low-hanging fruit for you right now
mm-hmm.
if you just look around the marketplace a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one little example. If I'm thinking of people who do alterations, clothing alterations, you need to be talking to dry cleaners, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just an example to show you how that works.
Or someone who does landscape design should be talking to, you know, owners of nurseries and
right.
plant stores.
Or architects.
Mm-hmm.
People like that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you can create a whole network so that no matter at what spoke someone comes into the wheel, you can still have access to them.
And all this costs, folks, is a little bit of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of strategy, a little bit of time.
And reaching out, which is something a lot of times people have trouble doing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about identifying the key person, the alpha person, so to speak, in that organization, if you can get to them, and maybe take them to lunch or something?
Absolutely. Definitely. Get on their radar.
Mm-hmm. But remember that they might not be the right people. They might not be the best people are the only people in that organization to talk to, because it may be the people on the counter who actually can send you the most business.
Right. Whoever's in contact with the actual customers.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You also want to think about who else do they know, and what could you offer to them that would, you know, provide a little incentive
mm-hmm.
to help you out.
Right. Well said. Elise, give us your website one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Thank you for being here, Elise. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She'll be back. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with another pretty cool lady, too, Jan Norman. And I are going to talk about financing your small business. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.